Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up podcast. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I just got home from work. Like, literally, what would you say, Amy? I texted you about 15 minutes ago, and I showered in that time.
Yeah.
Haven't eaten dinner.
Yep.
We have to talk about the worst episode of the season always. It's the hometowns. I always find these ones really boring, and I'm sorry. 3 weeks in a row, I'm like a Debbie Downer on The Bachelor when I'm supposed to be like upbeat and fun about it. But it was, I guess, by way of hometown episodes, I wouldn't say this was like a terrible one. It's just like on par. How are you doing? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I agree. And then they give us a hometown with a to be continued. I think they were trying to like something dramatic.
So it's like we watched these boring guys with their boring families for 2 hours with no conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me having to work all day and then not getting dinner. Yeah. That's how I feel.
Exactly. At least you're going thematically, you know, with this episode, with this recording, you can feel the pain of not having get your food till the end. But
I'm gonna have to go to bed at the end. It's late.
Oh no.
It's going straight to bed without dinner.
Oh, it's so sad. It's like Harry Potter under the stairs, right? Is that like my best Harry Potter?
But I ate a lot of Doritos this afternoon, so it's possible that I don't need to eat dinner anyway. That's not a good precedent to set, but you know how these things go.
Some sustenance there.
Yeah.
I feel like we got to the fourth date and I had already forgotten that we even saw Chase's family, but we started with Chase.
Oh yeah. And he's in your classic probably going home at the end of this episode spot,
right? That's what I assumed, and we don't know, but he could have gotten,
but we know in our hearts.
Yeah, especially that first, yeah, that's always that first person, right? That's what I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, so they're not long for the world of The Bachelorette if they are the first one featured, because we always already forget about them by the end. And it was a very pretty location, I have to say.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful.
Colorado. And I don't know. We had an emo story at the beginning, so I think you got points for that.
His parents got divorced, and it was a really messy divorce. And we weren't going to meet his parents together. His dad was going to come over first, and he came over first. And then JoJo and Chase made out in front of his dad, which I thought was fucking weird.
That whole thing was weird. Just the dad showing up randomly.
The whole thing was weird. And I didn't like watching it. And I feel weird about being in on these emotional conversations that probably should have happened like a while ago. And not in front of a girl who's going to break up with your son in T-minus 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's like, what was Chase saying? Like, well, I really admire him because he's like really doing well with his new family. I haven't talked to the guy in years, but they just, I don't even recognize my dad, but let me talk deep stuff with him.
Yeah. In front of all these TV cameras.
Mm-hmm. And JoJo. So.
And JoJo. And then they made out in front of him. Which I think with the hometown dates is they always do stuff that I could never imagine me in my life doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as usual, Jeff was watching this episode with me. Jeff, my brother. Mm-hmm. And we just like at one point we looked at each other and was like, who the shit does this stuff in front of their family?
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. People influenced by producers, I guess,
or people who haven't done it in 8 weeks and are jonesing to get fantasy suite to get some D rubbing.
Right. Right. You won't get to the next level unless you do X, Y, and Z.
Unless you make out with, I am not pumping that iron unless you make out in front of your family with me.
Right. And you have to say, I love you for sure, because
you have to, like, you have to, or else she won't even consider bringing you to the F suite.
Definitely not. Let's see. What
about, how dare you not say I love you to her and she still consider you a front runner?
Right. Gotta be like Robbie and in
yeah, you
Uruguay.
Gotta be like, hi Jojo, nice to meet you, I love you. It's like, no, like, be more, be like, oh Luke, I love that you're not saying that because you're not a lunatic as much as we like. Okay,
initially that
from the beginning we're like, Luke's a murderer. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, he's probably still a murderer, but I like him better than these a-holes. Yeah. Right? Like, how do we like a serial killer more than we like other not serial killer people? But still sociopaths. They're all clearly sociopaths, right?
Maybe anyone on this show.
I fucking hate everyone. Like, I'm like, what? Why am I doing this? Why am I here? Who is watching? Like, what? Why? Does anyone like these guys? Does JoJo like these guys?
I mean, enough to tear up on the jetway, I guess. Or is she tearing up about, like, in the airport or wherever they were?
Oh, right. Maybe it was because her dress was too tight. Like, I get uncomfy when my clothes are too tight.
Yeah. And then maybe just, like, oh, I don't want to pick any of them. And they're all telling me they love me now. No, I think she likes them. But
why?
We're just struggling. I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
Listeners.
So Chase's stupid date, then they went and met his other family and like it was fine. Whatever. Okay, we're done with Chase, right?
Right.
Okay, who is next?
Robbie. Right? No. Was Jordan.
No, Jordan.
Next.
Jordan. Oh my god. Can we talk about the fakest S we've ever seen? And like, this is a season in which a magazine was planted at a barber shop in Uruguay.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that was not the fakest stuff this season. The fakest stuff this season was the two seats at the end of the Rogers dinner table clearly put there for Jordan and Olivia. Yeah. I am not here for that. I am not here for her to say Aaron 4,800,000 times. I was over it. I like had a seizure when my brother was like, oh, Aaron Rogers. Like, I like dropped to the ground, like cried myself to sleep.
Right.
Because he is irrelevant. Like, why do we care?
Oh, because he's famous and Olivia Munn's famous, I guess. And we gotta, pimp this out, like explain over and over again why they're not getting the big star when they wanted to, you know, cash in on that name when it was leaked ahead of time that his brother was going to be on. And they've got to explain it away without actually explaining anything because Aaron's above commenting on the situation. And
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to talk about this BS that's The Bachelorette.
Right.
God.
But they got the other brother in there to sort of, I don't know.
Yeah, Luke, who I saw a tweet that was like, it's like a mix between Aaron Rodgers and Joey Fatone. And it's like, yeah, that's what that is.
Totally.
And then, we forgot about this. I got too wrapped up in the stupid chairs. Are these the worst chairs since Clint Eastwood's chairs at the last Republican convention?
Totally.
Scott, wait, Clint Eastwood, that's right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you know what they did for the first part of their date, Amy?
Remind
me. Jordan took JoJo to his high school.
Oh, man.
Like, no, no. Don't take me to your high school.
He saw that she didn't get to do it with Ben because Ben took Lauren to his high school, and he's like, I gotta
step in. Oh my god, like it makes me, I'm like, my body is like cringing. I'm like suffocating right now from like secondhand embarrassment.
But his picture was on the wall, and then Aaron's picture was there.
What? My picture's on the wall too at my high school in the graduation photo of 2009. I'm not taking my boyfriend back to my high school. I don't even know if my boyfriend knows what high school I went to, and we live in the same region.
Yeah, that's the last place I'd want to go take.
I would break up with him
or go with a boyfriend. Right. Right there.
And then they had like this conversation where like, oh, Jordan didn't really have like a long-term relationship in high school, so I'm like the first girl he's bringing back to high school, like blah blah. Yeah, he didn't have a girlfriend because he was too busy finger banging like 19 cheerleaders at once. Of course he didn't have a girlfriend. Oh,
but they got
he was gonna be in the NFL.
Yeah, seriously, like putting it, acting as if it's like, oh, he didn't, no one paid attention to him.
Oh, give me an F and break.
Yeah. But they got to make out in the library too. Wasn't that hot? Against the
R.L. Stein novels. Nothing I want to do more than make out beside a collection of Dr. Seuss novelettes.
Yeah. Oh, man. And all his teachers were like, he's my favorite. And that just reminded me that he hasn't been out of high school that long. You know, these they're How all young.
He?
I don't know.
Like, how old is he?
Okay, I think we're he's the same as JoJo, like 26.
Oh, God.
That's my guess. Okay.
Jordan Rogers' age. Jordan Roger. Rod. Rodgers.
Rodgers. Like Roger from Rodgers. Amazon Survivor.
He's 27. So he's my brother's age.
Okay.
So all right.
A year older than JoJo.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think of his mom saying that it was his destiny and his plan to end up with JoJo? Did you get anything out of
I blacked
family?
Out, clearly, because I don't remember that happening.
Okay.
There was a lot of times where I was just thinking about Bold Barbecue Doritos and not The Bachelor.
Ooh, is that a new flavor?
Well, you know what? I ran this poll
okay.
about Doritos and people's favorite kind, and I think Bold Barbecue are the best kind. Mm. Apparently, okay, there's still like 1 hour left in these results, but we're going to find this. Okay. Oh, I did it a while. Wait, when did I do this? Okay, so only 1% is at Bold Barbecue. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. These are the best kind. And then good friend Brandon Spears yep. was like, oh, well, I'm going to go to the store and get some Bold Barbecue Doritos so I can see how good they are.
Right.
They didn't have them. Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
I think it must be Canadian.
Okay, so your homework. Yeah, so your homework this week, listeners, go to your store, pick up some Bold Barbecue Doritos. Tell me that they're there
mm-hmm.
and then tell me that they're the best kind. Obviously, that's your homework.
OK, because I know in okay. Canada I found it was for a limited time, but I found dill pickle Doritos in Canada and we definitely don't have those here.
Do you guys have like sour cream
maybe
and
ketchup onions? Doritos? No, we have dill pickle Doritos. No, one of those. I think there was ketchup Doritos available. I want.
Well, we have ketchup chips. That's like a right yeah. thing here.
Yeah, I think there's a... Anyway, you guys have different flavors of chips.
We do. We have different flavors of chips.
Yeah. So, Bold Barbecue does sound good to me.
They're very, very good. I'm not even a big Dorito fan either. But these have really captured my heart and my waistline.
Is it because they're bold?
Maybe. They're just kind of have that like sweetness to it. And I like my food salty and sweet.
Mm, me too.
Well, then you'd love these.
I would. And then, let's see. Enough snack chat. It's more appealing to me right now, but I don't want to lead you astray with, you know, down the path of not getting your dinner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So now you just reminded me, actually.
Sorry.
Do we have anything more to say about Jordan?
Jordan. I mean, she talked about that they had the most chemistry, I guess, but then at the very end of their date,
I don't think they do. Like, I think JoJo wants to be with him the most, but like I think yeah. she clearly has the most chemistry with Luke. It's very obvious.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even see it with Chase or Robbie. Jordan, you can kind of see.
Oh, Chase is forgettable.
Right.
Chase and JoJo kissing is like watching two cardboard boxes kissing.
Like the two chairs at the end of the table trying to kiss.
Even those were slightly more entertaining.
Yeah.
It's like watching two of Chase's missing handrails for a stairs kissing.
Or their snowman at the end. It's just like the, I don't know, frostiness.
Okay, yeah,
them.
They definitely rolled some poop up into that snowman.
Yeah, you can see it from there. Total skid marks on the snowman. Even like they can't even make anything like good for their end. Of episode, you know, like he provides nothing. Like that was the best clip they had to choose from, them building a snowman. Like it's supposed to be something funny.
All these guys are stupid. Okay, let's talk about Robbie, and I hate him.
Yeah.
Robbie fills my heart with contempt.
My sister sent me like Snapchats of like his face with like the surfer guy on the top of his like high like wave on his hair. And that was like the highlight of the episode for me.
Can you send that to me?
And Robbie, I mean, he thinks he's the front runner, clearly.
Yeah, he, okay, first, he whistled, and I got really excited that there's going to be like a pack of dogs running out, because that's what you do.
Right. Well, he made JoJo
when you want
whistle.
Dogs to come hang out with you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was a stupid horse-drawn, stupid carriage. I've had enough horses, okay? I've had enough.
Yeah.
I need more puppies.
Well, you heard like how well it went with Alex and JoJo with the Gojo, I guess. He was trying to, you know, her whispering skills were coming back. I don't know. I forgot that. I was thinking Luke was the only one who did anything. Luke's the only one that did anything like
four horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luke was the only one who like made an effort and didn't seem like a douchebag.
Yeah. All this other stuff. Going to high school, horse-drawn carriage. It's just overdone and like producer planned. It's not like a unique personal hometown.
Yeah. And we'll get to it more. But I love that Luke had his family time before and then they spent the night kind of had the evening together.
Yeah.
Because in so many clips, it's like they're trying to like bone her on like the side of a black SUV.
Yep.
That's her getaway car. And then like Luke actually, you know, they got time to reflect after. And I like that.
Yeah. I know. Well, yeah, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
Robbie, they did the little horse thing. I had a cute little town, I guess. Historic town, Florida.
Where were they?
Florida. Okay.
Right.
And then... he had a pretty big family, I recall.
And, sure. And but his mom sat him down and was like, so there's rumors going around that you broke up with Hope just to go on The Bachelor. And then he like loses it because he knows it's true.
Yeah.
And then
he goes
to JoJo. And JoJo kind of freaks out, too. He's like, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. And he's like, well, that's the truth. Like, we were like emotionally broken up like 3 years before we actually broke up. And like, I haven't talked to her since. Like, ugh, I don't care. I don't care about Hope. I don't care about you.
Right.
Get out of here. Yeah. Like, what does she see? What does she see in Robbie? Can you tell me one attractive trait about Robbie?
No attractive traits. But all I can think of is that she said that she liked that he said, I love you that early, which is the weirdest thing to me. That should be a warning
clearly,
sign.
Clearly, JoJo has some issues, too.
Yeah.
Which I think is obvious by her guy selection.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, she didn't really... she bought it from what he said. And
yeah.
I don't know. I thought she had some valid points before that with one of her relationships, it was too soon after a four-year relationship. And that person was just kind of filling the void and not really... you know, she wasn't ready and worried. She said to his mom, I think, what if we get engaged? And then he realizes he didn't take enough time for himself. So I thought those were all valid concerns. And then, you know,
like,
by the end.
Also, JoJo, you and Ben broke up like, I don't know.
True.
3 or 4 months before you started this process. And like, you were ready to be engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
And someone tweeted me being like, well, like, it like doesn't count. Like, Hope and Robbie were together for 4 years. It's like she was like, regardless of time, she was ready to be a fiancé.
Yes.
4 months before this happened.
Right. Right.
And she still talks about Ben every third word. She says like, oh, Ben would love Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's basically what she said for this entire time.
Right. I won't say I love you to this person because I know how I felt when Ben said it. And I don't want to do that to somebody else. Yeah, I mean, I'm just seeing a question that we have. And let's just ask it right now. This is from Cassie Dietrich.
Okay.
Why is Robbie still there? Just why?
I don't know. You tell me. Like, I literally have no idea. I don't. Like, is it because we spent too much time on Chad that we just have no idea who these other guys are?
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't see any chemistry with them ever. I never have. Yeah. And I just don't see his individual appeal, even if there wasn't chemistry. Like, I feel like Chase, you can just be like, oh, he's cute. And, you know, I don't know.
I can't, like, Robbie... I can't look past like the fact that his face looks like Will Forte doing a Tim Calhoun impression.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, that's exactly what he looks like. And I can't go past that.
No. So any more about Robbie?
No, I'm so over him.
Let's move on to Luke, who's Has he become our favorite?
He's become our like favorite with a bullet. Why? How did this happen?
I don't know. Oh, so crazy. I think because he seems really genuine. I remember early in the season, they showed those clips of him just rambling and saying like the most ridiculous, corny things. But now it's sort of gelled and he's, it like fits now. He's older.
Like we've gotten more side boob Luke than.
Yeah, we've seen of his real side. He had lots of friends. That's always a good sign. They seem like they weren't, you know, from central casting showing up there.
Yeah.
Which Chase's dad seemed more like he could have been pulled off the street. Like, hey, we need to have a deep story. Can you guys agree to this? So I like that. Yeah. And I really, that's a good point about how he was like, okay, we've had fun hanging out with family at this barbecue, but now JoJo and I are going to go hang out and I've got a surprise for you. And
yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah. But apparently JoJo didn't. I don't know what was going on there. At the end, when she said Luke was the one she wanted to cut.
Yeah, we heard that. And so we're kind of like, whoa. And then Luke is like, can I talk to you? And she's like, okay. And then he's like, I didn't tell you the other day and I'm really sorry about it, but I love you. And I'm not sure if that changes anything, but I just had to like have you know that. And it didn't seem like fake at all. And I, you know, it just something about him just he doesn't care that he's on TV.
Right.
Which is really refreshing.
And I thought he communicated that to her with that heart that he had in the field.
Yeah.
And that you have my heart. I mean, that should be enough for JoJo. But so I have a
feeling. Girl, it's not like you said I love you either.
Right. And then I have a feeling the producers were just like, hey, like put that seed in his head. Like, do you think yeah. she knew what you meant? You know, that kind of thing. And so then he's like, wait, can I talk to you? Because that doesn't normally seem like the move that he would do. It seemed like he would.
Yeah, probably.
If he wanted to say it, they would have said like, it on their date.
The producers were like, oh, we have to have one guy that people like might like.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so definitely next week, so next Monday, we find out who she gets rid of. I mean, there's no way it's Luke because they told us that's who she's getting rid of. He talks to her.
Yeah, it's Chase. It's always been Chase.
Yep. And they just threw this in there.
It was really annoying, and I'm very annoyed that for the second time this season, we're having a two-night extravaganza.
I know.
Which really throws a wrench in our plans.
Definitely.
Now we're gonna have to podcast on Wednesday, maybe.
Except we can't because I'm going to a baseball game.
Well, then we can.
I know.
So maybe next Thursday. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? We'll figure it out. We may never podcast about it again. No, I'm just kidding. We are too desperate for strangers on the internet's attention for us to not podcast about the show. Clearly.
Yeah, but they love to throw.
Who are the Twins playing?
The Braves. It's gonna be like a 1991.
It's gonna be the worst game you'll ever see. Because the Braves are hot garbage.
Yeah.
And the Twins are hotter garbage.
I know. They're so bad.
So it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a really low scoring game or a really high scoring game, or like they're just going to send out garden gnomes and be like, well, here we go.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, there's a lot of good drinking to be had at Target Field, a lot of good food. You know, it's nice weather. And, got to go to at least one, I feel like, in a year.
Yeah, I've only been to one Blue Jays game this year. It's just because I go work too much.
Yeah.
I work too much. Oh, no. Oh my God.
That's why we need this show to decompress. You know, we need things to complain about.
Clear. As you guys can see, I've done nothing but complain for 27 straight minutes.
Luckily, I feel like our listeners are with us, at least based on, you know, a lot of the questions.
I hope so.
But.
Yeah.
I want to know if everyone else is rooting for Luke now, or
I think they are, because I was talking at work with two girls and they watch The Bachelor and they're like, Luke wins, right? I'm like, there's no way. Like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, you got to read the edit here. I'm an experienced TV watcher and I know that Jordan wins. And I knew that since the bios, clearly, because I picked him number one. Yep. I picked him number one. Anyway, I just like there's just no way. And they're like, well, we really like Luke. I'm like, I hated Luke until yesterday, basically. Mm-hmm. And they're like, do you think he'll be the Bachelor? I'm like, there's no way to choice, right?
Yeah, there's no tears.
I don't remember what the question was, but here I am. Right. Oh, something about audience. Or is the audience with us? Yeah, right. I think people are not liking these guys very much.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they're just not giving us much at all. And from what we heard of Robbie, like, he was the one trying to get people to getting Janner to pimp his Instagram and stuff for money.
Where's he finding the time for that?
Seriously.
Clearly, Robbie doesn't have three jobs like I do, because I don't have any time for pimping my Instagram page at each strong underscore.
Right. Oh, and did you see the link? Or it was a little clip that George at George CTV sent us of, it was like a soundbite from the episode of JoJo talking about Aaron Rodgers and then JoJo talking about Chase. And she said the exact same thing. It was basically like Melania and Michelle Obama. It was like the exact same line used, saying like, I didn't know how deep the wound is. And she said that about Chase, about the wound for his parents' divorce. And then they had it playing to say about the wound from Aaron Rodgers. And it was totally like the Bachelorette producers just took it from one and put it on the other. And I wonder which one was authentic with this Aaron Rodgers.
What did Andy always used to say? Stop.
Stop. Stop.
I guess JoJo says wound. This wound is so deep.
Right. Yes, that was pretty good observation.
Maybe I'm not. Okay, where are we at now?
I think we can go into, I don't know, anything in the previews that you thought was interesting?
No.
You excited for the mental all?
Yeah, I am, actually. I feel like this is going to be the hottest mental all in a long time. And I don't mean like face-wise, I mean like
Chad-wise.
Alex and Chad are going to go to blows.
Mm-hmm. Now, they sort of teased Derek, like, having this segment. So I wonder if they're trying to, like, revive Derek as, like, a fan favorite.
Stop trying to make Derek happen. It's never going to happen.
Am I the only one that's saying that? But I was like, why would they feature him? Or are they trying to
make it happen? No, I
agree. Yeah, it's weird. Like, why? He's still crying. But
you don't think he'd be The Bachelor, do you?
Well, that's why I'm wondering, because it seemed weird to me that they're, you know, featuring him.
Maybe they're just trying to test the waters there. They're going to have him have like a segment just to see what audience reaction is.
Right. Because remember, like, I don't know, Chris Soules was such a weird choice to me from the season, even though he's third place.
I feel like people loved him. People love those country guys.
I was surprised that he got that much love on the mental all. And then it was like, oh, I guess it is Chris. So who knows? But maybe there's hope for Ben Z still as a wild card, because. Did you see the news that came out that he's actually not on Bachelor in Paradise anymore? And that was leaked too early? I don't know. And hey, Kayla. Why are they doing Kayla, same thing.
Oh, that's so cool.
What's going on? Or maybe he's just like, I'm too good for this. And moving on. Maybe he and Kayla just got together and are like,
Oh my God. Well, we said that they would be a good couple, right?
Yeah. But then they could hold out for the show, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what the story is there. I don't know. Let's review the draft really quick, because as George says, things are getting close. So Jordan is still in the lead. Jordan has 123, so he got a lot of points from Luke. He got, you know, they're all in hometown, a lot of kissing on that date. And then I still have Robbie. Earn me some points. I'm at 115, and Haley, you are at 111. So really closing the gap here.
How am I losing? And I still have
you have
half the cast. That makes no sense.
I know, because you have Chase. What is Chase doing? Right, he got you the emo points. So did Jordan too, with the talking about his brother again.
Yeah, too bad I don't get Aaron Rodgers points.
Right, anytime that name was dropped. Yeah, I don't know. What is the family thinking? Wouldn't you want to be involved in Aaron Rodgers' life? Or they just to live off of, I don't know, his name? And it's funny because, so our Jordan Parhar talked about how he gets really annoyed about, well, basically everything about Jordan Rodgers, but he mentioned something about how he walks, and I hadn't noticed it before, but now I notice it with like his, when he puts his hand in his pocket and he kind of does this like sashay and weird like clip of his hair, and now it's like all I can see. So
okay, I'm gonna have to look out for that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when he's walking to the rose ceremony on this episode. It's pretty apparent. It's pretty good. So did Chris Harrison do anything this episode? He said hi to someone.
He showed up for literally 1 second and was like, hi.
And then I was like, he wasn't even there talking to JoJo when she was breaking down.
Got home.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and then, so it's next week, they're going to have the rose ceremony and then we're going to see them. We're going to get the fantasy suites.
Fantasy suites. Yes.
Okay. So this is basically, instead of like a 2-night episode, it's 2 separate episodes in a way next week. So maybe we'll have to break up the recording or something.
Maybe.
We'll figure it out. Oh, man. Mental, one of these days we have to go to attend an audience taping of that.
Yeah, maybe if we were nicer about their show, they would invite us.
Yeah. We'd have to go in disguise. They keep taking all our ideas, so I don't know. I think they owe us that, at least.
Give us like just one show, guys.
Yeah, come on.
Please.
Do you have an iTunes review?
Oh, I do have an iTunes review. You guys killed it this week. You guys sent in lots of reviews. Keep them coming because we love compliments. Okay.
So it was hard to choose then.
All right. Yeah, so I have one from Clayton SP. His review is titled Coming Out of the Closet Again. And he said, so The Bachelor or Bachelorette is probably the most shameful show a man can choose to watch. So I decide, just own it. It's okay. We're here. But it's just so bad, it's good. As much as I don't want to admit it, Amy and Haley make it that much better. Amy's appropriately tepid professionalism mixed with Haley's almost bro-like reckless abandonment makes for the most perfectly contrasted pair of podcasters to rip these guys to shred each and every week.
I love that.
I have never heard someone describe me as bro-like reckless abandonment, but like, I'm going to get that tattooed across my chest. That perfectly encompasses who I am as a human.
I love the tepid professionalism, too. It's like, hey, I'm trying to talk about this show seriously. We don't want lawsuits, right? So great. Oh, amazing.
Okay, I also have like this other one I just want to read.
Okay.
We're going to have two in this week.
Sure. Okay. We're going to do like Bachelor producers and just like double down. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so the title is very funny. It's from Primwin, and it just says, totally listenable podcast. Thank you. Primwin. I love that.
Totally listenable. It's like the new social media where it's like down to as few characters as you can.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Totally
love it.
Listenable.
All right. Do we got some cues up in her?
Oh, yeah. Do we ever? Okay. Brittany Larson Roberts wants to know. I know you don't do reality, Steve, but I thought this was interesting and shed a bit of light on the Robbie situation, an email he got in response to an interview request. So we're going to read something that was from Reality Steve, but it's not spoiler related. So I think it's safe for everyone. Okay. Hi, Steve. Unfortunately, I will not be able to follow through with the interview we requested. It has been brought to my attention by the opposing party that any further actions on my part will result in negative consequences. Many people, including myself, I've been deeply hurt by the situation and I do not want to add to or prolong the negativity. I never signed up for my previous relationship to be advertised to the world, nor did I sign up to have America judging my past as well as my future. With that being said, only Robbie and I know the words spoken and events leading up to our breakup towards the end of January. I do apologize for the inconvenience. I hope that you can respect my wishes to move on and leave that part of my past where it should be, in the past. Best wishes and thanks again. Hope. What do you think of this, Haley? Because he's like really slandered her, like saying that she slapped him and stuff. And
yeah, he's a d-hole, like straight up. He's the worst.
Yeah. So
I mean, like, how much would it suck? Like, everyone knows who you are.
Something like
he probably thinks something. He's gonna sue her with his Instagram money.
Yeah. Oh man, I feel bad for her, but at least she's not with him anymore, right?
No, she's making out with Chad.
Well, then I kind of still feel bad for them. But don't sue us, Robbie. Sounds like
please don't. We're very. I still live with my parents. Okay.
Yeah. Nick Sabetta says, so I realized this tonight. Is JoJo just keeping Chase around because he's secretly Bryce Harper's less interesting brother. Okay, Haley, can you explain first who Bryce Harper is and then let us know what you think?
Bryce Harper is a baseball player who plays for the Washington Nationals. He's kind of like a wunderkind in the baseball world. He's super good, but he's like very brash and like, you know, he's trying to make baseball great again. Okay. He's a lot of fun, but he's very polarizing. People love him. People hate him. And Chase kind of looks like him, but is boring as hell.
Yeah. It's definitely not making waves in the Bachelorette universe. But if he was his brother, I'm sure we'd hear about it. If he was his estranged brother, at least we'd hear about it for sure. Emily Crow wants to know, is Chase the only one with an actual current job? What is his job?
I mean, apparently, what's Luke's job title technically?
War veteran. So we don't know what he's doing now.
Cool.
Yeah. Jordan, former football player. And former swimmer. But I don't know. That's the thing. Chase is so boring that I don't know what his job is. He had a nice house though, aside from the staircase, which we got questions about too. But I felt like that was all JoJo could say, was like, wow, your house is so nice. Which is kind of what Andy said about Chris Soules too, if I remember right. Like, ooh, your house, great real estate, but I don't want to date you. But speaking of, Emily Shearer says @_Shem, how horrifying were Chase's stairs? Okay, so I missed this, but Haley, can you?
I missed it too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, and I just caught it like on Twitter and stuff. So apparently, Chase's stairs didn't have any railings.
Okay, so you could just get pushed down, and there could be a Netflix documentary, "The Staircase," made again about you, I suppose, in his place.
Yeah,
that's scary. Maybe it was a loner house. It really wasn't his at all.
Yeah, or maybe he just bought it and is still, like, doing renos.
That could be. It did look very nice. Kelly Ann, she says, being from Wisconsin, I really want to know more about what's real between Jordan and Aaron Rodgers. They gave us nothing. I watched this boring, after Chad left, boring-ass season to get the scoop. Pissed. Paul from BB Voice. So, speaking of BB18, did you see Caitlin tweeting about it? Caitlin's watching.
Yes,
it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love Caitlin tweets. And apparently Corey on Big Brother was going to be cast on Bachelor Ed, but he knew JoJo.
Oh,
so
weird.
He wasn't. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Small world, this reality TV fame war.
Exactly. So yeah, they gave us nothing at all. We don't really know until who knows. Just, you know, gonna keep saying Aaron Rodgers till the drinking game makes everyone pass out.
It was awful.
It was bad. But it's just like all their previews where you think something's gonna happen. It's gonna be one thing. We're gonna get the real scoop. And it's nothing. Like, we thought Robbie was the one who had a current girlfriend based on the previews at the beginning. You know, like, oh, he's gonna be the guy that has this. And then all those things where he's like, it's a lie, was just him looking at girls in Argentina. You know, it was about nothing. So
yeah,
what can we expect? Okay. Oh, we sort of touched on this already, but Will Holston wants to know, so Luke is going to be the next Bachelor, yeah?
From this season, he seems like he's the only choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't believe
I can do that, I guess.
I can't believe they even alluded to him being on the chopping block this week. That they actually showed JoJo saying that. They never do that. So
yeah, so it just can't be true.
Just trying to build, sympathy, I guess, for him. Because when she did that, I was like, what? That's the last person she should be getting rid of. So I think I think it's all manipulative. And let's see, another one from Twitter. Our girl Survivor Twerks says, are we officially done with this season? Are we just watching as an excuse to eat snacks and kill time until VIP?
It really feels like it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's our Haley's and my excuse to get to talk each week, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's going
to
keep
staying. And you guys just get to listen. You get to listen to Amy and I just like chat about things.
Yeah. let's see. Oh, we have got some emails too this week.
Ooh, I love people are using the email address system thing. Hang
on. What is our email?
It's bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. If you have a question for us that won't fit in 140 characters, or you don't, you know, hang out on social media, that's fine. Just send us an email there and we will get it. And we love getting them. Yay.
So this is from Andy, who actually won our iTunes contest last season.
Sorry,
last
Andy. Okay, Andy. Andy here. I'm going to talk to you. This is my fault. I have to send Amy something to put in your thing. And I haven't done that yet. I haven't sent Amy her birthday present yet either. That's also coming. So at the same time, ooh, I'm not good at things. I'm just not.
Well, I feel like you need to. It needs to be timed with when you're going to Buffalo or something. So that would be like a lot cheaper.
I have an idea of how to do it, but I can't give you that secret or else it'll ruin your present.
Ooh, okay.
Cool. So like, I don't want to do that. Cool. So it's going to be good. Nice. So yeah, I've got it figured out. I just have to like sit down and do it and it's fine. And I just need to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, question.
The good thing is that it's because he said, P.S. I built a shrine with a spotlight for my incoming prize package. No rush, though. I love that. But the longer we wait, the more like I find like more things. I'm like, ooh, this could go in the package. So, yeah, you know what? Exactly. It's working to his advantage. Okay. But his question. Didn't JoJo look uncomfortable when Chase was asking his dad why he was never around and why he divorced his mom? I feel like this is the first time we've gotten to see who this Chase character really is, but is it too little too late, or could Chase be the sleeper who wins JoJo's heart at the end? There hasn't been one clear frontrunner this season, in my opinion, so anything's possible. What do you two think?
I forget Chase is there every single week. There's just like no way he's a sleeper, except he's putting me to sleep.
I think the only appeal she has is just that is kind of those emo stories he tells where it's like, oh, now I get you a little more. Like just the fact that she gets a little more out of him each time. It's like, I want to keep him around. I want to help him feel comfortable with love. He's like the one she's mentoring and she's going to like feel good about, even though she'll break up with him, she's going to feel good. Like, oh, at least I showed him that he could open up, you know, but then, he's going to be heartbroken.
I'm a boy fixer.
Yeah. Ugh. Really, it would be kinder to just, yeah. Ugh. Oh, well. But I like that, you know, Andy's come around on Chase. At least, you know, we need somebody rooting for everybody. And it is true.
We need someone, too.
We don't know. I mean, in terms of front runner, Robbie thinks he's the front runner. So, yeah, anything is possible. This is from Ryder. Hey, girls, love the podcast. My wife and I got hooked on it recently on a trip to Las Vegas. I do a Star Wars podcast called Idiots Array. I even sneak in some batch talk occasionally, and I feel like Idiots Array should be the subtitle to The Bachelorette this season. My question is this. What is the most nauseating? Watching Chad eat meat, the personal concert, or someone saying I love you on the first date? Thanks for the great podcast.
So this is almost like a dig, marry, kill.
Yeah.
All right. I'm obviously watching Chad eat meat.
Yeah.
I'm dinging private concert.
Okay.
And I'm killing I love you on the first date because that's absurd.
Yeah, I think ding, ding, ding. I think that's the right answer.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer too.
Yes. Thank you for sending that in, Ryder. And check out that podcast, everyone. If you are a Star Wars fan, I'd love to hear how Star Wars and Batch overlap. You know who would be a good person to listen to this podcast would be Jordan Parhar. Because
probably like
those are his two loves. Two of his
are
loves.
They really? I didn't know that about Jordan. I always thought his two loves were reality TV and me, but whatever.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, he has many. Well, anything else? Those are our questions.
I don't think so. I'm so, like, again, guys, I'm sorry. I've been really negative for the last like 3 weeks.
But can we blame? Maybe it's just the Bachelorette to blame.
Maybe. Like, we're really excited for BIP. We know that BIP is looming in the distance. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's like Survivor Twerk says, we just making it work till the end That's how we get to VIP.
Some snacks.
Mm-hmm. Snacks, pods, and, you know.
Yeah.
We're getting through it. I still hold out hope that there's going to be some drama.
No, we can't talk about hope anymore. Robbie will sue us.
Oh, yeah. We're forgetting about that. We're not keeping hope alive. And... Yeah, well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Is there a hashtag, Haley, that you can think of, or some homework, listener homework that you want? Do we want to know?
Their homework is to go buy bold barbecue Doritos. Oh, yeah.
Bold barbecue. And
then your homework or the hashtag is, I don't know. Tell us what guy you hate the most. You can do hashtag Robbie sucks with an X, Jordan sucks with an X. Luke sucks with an X, or Jesus. Chase. See, I told you I forget who I am.
Oh, too funny. All right. Yeah. It fits in with the negativity.
Yeah. So tweet us. I'm at @hstrong_.
I'm at RHAP recapper. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.